vision, and that vision was the beginning of what you just saw happen, which will be happening for others today too. Part of that vision is Harvey. But prior to that, the Lord said he wanted me to speak some things over the body first. Number one, God loves the word freedom. He wants freedom in this house today, in God's house today. But he wants freedom to God's chosen people. No freedom to the enemy. So I just right now speak a release into our watchmen of a quickening in their discernment and their ability to watch and protect the flock.
Amen.
And to see what the enemy is up to and to thwart his every effort.
Amen.
I pray a filter over everyone here that only what is of God may enter your spirit, and that everything that the enemy tries to infiltrate with will fall away and not come in. Yes. Bring an armful. Fill your bosom, Lord, and pour it out on us. Plentifully, bountifully. Oh, awesome. Bountifully. What a beautiful picture. Come here. I don't have a pocket, so I gotta hook that thing somewhere. So God's holy guardian angels are around you with wings spread, and you're covered and you're enclosed to only receive what is of God today. God is going to do some things today that is going to irritate the enemy. So he's sheltering you and protecting you from that. We speak that covering over every one of God's people.
Amen.
We speak that over people who don't know God yet, but are still in the decision transition of coming to God. To cover some of our children who may not be there yet. The next thing on my list is to stand and just let the Spirit flow spontaneously. So I'm just going to wait on the Lord and see what He wants to say and what He wants to do. And in a few minutes.
Okay.
Y'all just wait on the Lord. Just wait on the Lord for a minute. For the desperate ones, for the hungry ones, blessed are the desperate ones, blessed are the hungry ones. You're going to speak some things I don't know yet, so I'm waiting to hear them. Let it fall, let it fall, let it fall. Lord, I'm just obeying what you led this morning, and I'm waiting. Waiting to see what your Spirit wants to do and speak right now. We're waiting on you, Lord. When you're waiting on the Lord, don't worry about what He wants to do. Don't worry about anything going on around you. Just find a focus face to face with Him. Rest in Him and enjoy Him. Just stay focused on the Lord. Okay, I'm going to share. If I wrote it. If I wrote it at all, I'm going to share it. While I was waiting on the Lord, I saw Him come with a hypodermic needle, and I mean big. You ever seen the saddle blocks women get in labor? Those babies are big. And this had a big old tube of medicine on it. And the Lord came with it. He said He was going to give me a shot in the biceps of my left arm, and that it would be strength. And He just released that slowly into my biceps. And then He injected the right bicep, and He said, "This is power." Well, any of you that go here know that everything in me, if it's on my left, it is for me. It is my relationship with God. If it's on the right, it is for you. It's the outreach of God. It's the ministry through me to you. I don't know if that's true for you, but that's how he and I have it set up. So on the right, the biceps was full of power. The left was filling me with strength. The right was power that would outflow. And the strength in my left arm flowed into my heart and up into my mind. And the left hand just kept hanging there real limply. The right one, though, flowed down through the fingers and dripped from the fingers. And everywhere I moved my hand, there were drops of this power of God that was flowing out. And it wasn't a power that was going to come through word. It wasn't a power that would come through eyes. This was a particular thing God was going to do, and it's going to be through touch. Through the touch. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. So I began wondering about it and thinking about it. And I asked the Lord, what shall I do with this? Well, in the meantime, he had taken hold of my left hand with both of his hands, and he was just holding it and loving me. And I turned my focus from that power that flows out entirely just onto this intimacy, and I just got caught up in Jesus loving me and loving him. And all my focus was just on the love exchange between us. And then I realized that as I kept my focus there, that power would flow. That would flow. But as we're ministering to people, our focus can't be on, I want to see a miracle. I want to see the dead raised. I want to see this person touched. It can't be on what we want to see. The focus needs to stay on our own intimacy and relationship. Because as we're just getting pumped full of Jesus, that automatically will flow out to others. So he wanted to hold my focus just on him. So that's the first thing he wanted me to share. Maybe that gives you a way to soak right now. Open me up. Open me up. Enlarge my capacity. The word says if you confess your faults one to another, that we should confess our faults one to another, that you might be healed. God is getting ready to do some awesome things here today. And he asked me at one point that I was going to be setting up a microphone for you to come and speak. This isn't for testimony. This is not for you to prophesy over the body. This is a very limited mic opening. And it is for confession only. It is for anyone who feels they need. I'm not saying that you need to confess publicly everything you've ever done. If you have private issues between you and God, that's fine with me if it's fine with him. But if he comes and tells you there is something I want you to confess publicly, then I want you to be bold enough to do that. And let us pray for you. No, don't let us pray for you. I'm sorry. That was my assumption. I just want you to confess it. And you ask the Lord forgiveness for that. I don't know why he wants you to do it publicly. But if you are one of those that he wants to do this, the mic is open for you. Come whenever you feel led.
Religion here, right? Are we? You want religion? Go somewhere else. Talk to me about that. This is about religion. This is about the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is about what works.
He's conquered the grave. Oh, death, where is your sting? Where is your sting? Where is your sting? Oh, death is swallowed up in victory. He has conquered the grave. He's alive forevermore. And he reigns, he reigns the Lord.
Again, Father, we speak your filter over your people. And I bind the enemy again, and I speak to the enemy that he release my people. God says, release my people. And I want to specify the freedom of this release is only to God's people. The enemy must be held in silence. The enemy may not speak during this service. He may not speak into that microphone. He is not welcome. This freedom, this release is for the people of God. I speak a confounding to the mind of the enemy and blindness to his eyes, crippling to his messengers, and static in their ears. May their fingers burn if they touch God's anointed physically, as well as their spirits will burn as they attempt to touch the spirit of God's chosen ones.
Confess your fault one to another and pray one for another that
God is pleased, God has my
plea. The
King of life is here.
God is pleased,
all God has my plea. The light.
God is looking for people today. He's looking for a set apart people that are willing today. And he's coming to unlayer you and prepare you for things, other things he wants to do today. But he wants to prepare you first, so allow him to search your heart. Allow him to prepare you. Unlayer those things that are blocking his spirit from reaching in. Just rest a minute and ask. Rest a minute and ask. Notice the microphone. When you speak into it, you'll be facing the cross, not the crowd. I dare you to tell Jesus, Lord, I'm wide open. You tell me anything you want me to say or do, and I will. See what thought comes to you.
I was in the spirit of the Lord's day,
and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. And his voice is the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me and said to me, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. I'm the first and the last. And behold, be afraid. I'm the first and the last. And behold, I'm he who lives. I was dead, but behold, I'm alive. And now I hold the keys of hell and death. I hold the keys. And all authority is given to me.
I just want to ask you forgiveness.
In heaven and
being angry and forgiving toward Garrett.
Over all principality.
I choose to forgive.
All authority is given to me.
And I make agreement with all the anger and bitterness in my life, and I ask God that you would just take it out.
Come on, be angry.
Have you
I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit in me was, I was just beginning to weep inside because the Lord had told me, if there is not one who will step up, then we will not finish the rest of what I've shown you. We will go home. And I was beginning to grieve. But God, the things you told us you want to do today, they're so awesome. And he said, but if there is not even one who will step up, we will not go on. Thank you so much, Janiah, for obeying the Lord. Thank you, Janiah, for obeying the Lord that he can continue and go forward today. If God has spoken to you and you are not obeying him, do you know that you can prevent what God came here to do today because of your fear, because of your pride, or because you're holding on to something you don't want to let go of? Don't do it, because he's going to go forward. He did find the one, and he will go forward. But will he go forward in you? Will you let him go forward in you? Maybe there was only one, but maybe there's another one. I'll give you just another minute to see. Is there another one?
Lord Jesus, just confess before you my anger. It's not mine. It's that anger. And I've confessed it before you already, Lord, but I just want to publicly confess the anger that I had toward my daughter this morning for not performing. And Lord, I ask you to remove that expectation from me, that wrong expectation of perfection of myself and others, Lord. And I confess performance. And I look to performance for acceptance instead of to you, Lord. And I ask you to forgive me and to remove that from me. And I break all agreement with those thought patterns and those spirits. In Jesus' name.
That's about fear. You know, I got different fears, and the Lord's been showing me more and more about the fear of man, and that's the one He really wanted me to get delivered from. And Father, I just want to break all, you know, agreement with that. And Lord, I just ask you to forgive me for fear, Father, and just take all of it out of me.
Learn to be familiar with the realm of the Spirit. Learn to be familiar.
Let me tell you something. Those of you in ministry, leadership will lead in humility and an open, transparent life. To stand up and confess your sins is a sign that you're a leader and you're willing to be transparent. It's an awesome thing.
Lord, I came to confess. I guess it has something to do with fear and self-sufficiency, whatever, but I had received a tax bill for like $2,100, and in my escrow account was only $1,500, and the $2,100 is due in August, the 21st, and so I called the mortgage company and everything, and so I know I'm going to have to come up with the difference. And my confession is that sometimes I seem to get fearful about finances. And God has told me over and over that He supplies everything for me. And when things come up like that, it seems like, and I'm not as bad as I used to be, but this kind of gave me a little jolt, and I can see that thing is still there. So what I want to do is confess to you, Lord, that I trust you. I trust you with my whole heart. I trust you with my finances. I trust you with my children. I trust you with everything, Lord. And Lord, I ask you for the strength, oh God, not to fall into the sin of not believing you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Father God, I pray that you would forgive me for the judgments I've made against Gene and Patty and for their parents. God, I pray that you wouldn't stop what you're doing just because of the way they feel. May you protect these children. I pray that you'd help us to see them as hurting children once too. And to love them the way you love them.
Heaven is moving in, moving in, moving in.
Father, I confess that though I think I love you, I don't love you enough. I'm too distracted by other things and sometimes just too lazy, Lord. I confess that I'm not always sensitive to your voice when you call me aside, and I want to be more sensitive. I want to prioritize my time with you more, Lord. Please forgive me, Lord, for laziness and distractions that come between us.
Lord, I confess being in a hurry. I know all week we've been working on this, and in times you wanted me to stop and pray, and I said, no, Lord, I'm too busy. I have to go and get my work done. And you said no, and I did my work anyways, and you weren't with me. And I just confess that to you, Lord, and I know that there's always time, because when we operate in your time, there's time for everything, because that's what we need to do, and that's what you want us to do. So it is the right time, and I confess that I'm not too busy, even though I do think I am, and I hope that you change that inside me. I pray that you do, so that you ask me to pray. That's my highest priority, because you are my highest priority. Thank you, Jesus.
Someone asked me if we're going to dance today. You might not hear dancing music, but the angels are dancing. If you want to join them and start dancing, God is happy. He's dancing. He's rejoicing over this. If you want to dance, you dance. Thank you, Jesus. You little, we will dance, we will sing, to be mad for our King. Go ahead, dance.
want to come to you. In my mind, in my beliefs. All I want is you, Lord. Please forgive me for all my sins. I lay down my life to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
You know that spirit of fear and intimidation? He's losing his grip in here. Losing his grip. Guess you might as well leave spirit of fear and intimidation. There's one more. One time before I was saved, I went to a big stadium. They were preaching, and the preacher, he kept talking about the heartbeat of God. He was bumping on the mic the whole time. He was talking about that heartbeat. And he talked about our heartbeat and how any moment your heart could just stop and quit thumping. And it was like, oh! You know, he thought you'd die and gone to hell because you hadn't accepted the Lord yet. And he kept saying, as long as your heart is beating, you can pump. And when your heart quits beating, it's too late. Well, the Lord told me we're going to do countdown. And we're going to count when it starts. It's going to go 5 to 0. And we're going to move on. So if your fear is holding you back, you better kick it in the teeth right now before we get to 0. Whatever it is. Five. Five. 4, 3, 2,
1, not have the right thinking towards a new little grandbaby that we have, because it's of a person that I've struggled with and tried to love, and I just can't seem to do it anymore, Lord. Help me love that baby like I do my other children. Help me change my mindset.
With the spirit, with the realm.
Help me in my heart.
Contact.
Help me love that baby like you do, Lord.
Contact. With the spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not going to pray for you, but I'm going to speak a word to you. The Lord said the last shall be first. And the last one to come today is not coming last because they don't love the Lord. You're coming last because your issue was deep and you wanted to be sincere in it. And it took a lot to really get a grip on it. But the Lord said the last shall be first. That's not only that he's lifting you up as though you came first, but that last grandbaby shall be raised to be first. That baby has a call. That baby is a design of God and a very special person with a call, a gifting, an anointing of God, and will be mightily displaying God on this earth. And that baby will have a great place in your heart. God places that baby in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. We're moving on. I'm sorry. I didn't do one and zero, so... Two, back up a number for you. One, zero. I already knew she was last, but I said I'd go to zero, so I needed to do it. I keep my word. I'm going to cut somebody off and say, I would have come if you'd have just said one. I used to tell the Lord in church, because I didn't like to go in front of people, and I used to say, if they sing that song, that verse, two more times, then I'll go. They'd do it two more times every time, and I'd have to go... Again, I want to specify the freedom here today. What God is doing here today is a release only to God's people. The enemy will and must be held in silence. I speak again, confounding to the mind of the enemy, blindness to his eyes, crippling to his messengers, and static in their ears. May their fingers burn if they touch God's anointed physically, as well as their spirit. If they attempt, and when they attempt, to touch the spirits of God's chosen ones, that is a great mercy and kindness of God to his enemies. He has pre-warned them. And if they step beyond their warning, they will receive what God has spoken to them. God says to the enemy today, let my people go. 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 That they may serve me. Children of God, he speaks to you and he tells you today, choose him. Follow him. Serve him only. Serve the true God who sets you free. If you choose him today, do not return to your bondage, or it will be worse than the first place. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose your freedom. It isn't done yet. I'm going to speak it one more time, and when I do, the bondage is going to be broken. Before I do, make your choice. And stay with your choice. If you're not really going to do it, don't choose it and end up worse.
He wants to kiss you with fire. Turn off flame.
Are you ready? Have you made your choice? And God says the final time, in breaking your bondage, let my people go now. By the blood of Jesus Christ, your bondage is broken. Every spirit of binding is right now cast out and will leave this place. They will leave this town. You are commanded to leave the state and never return. You are commanded to go beyond sound, go beyond the borders of sound in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ and the authority He has given to this church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now we are ready for part two. Your turn, Apostle Harvey. And I'm going to give this to you. Steve, when he asked you not to touch me while he was praying over me, he had a vision of something very different. You didn't do anything wrong. Normally, we call our ministers to come and stand with us, touch people, catch them if they fall. But what Apostle Harvey is doing this morning, I'm calling him that because right now he's not my husband. Right now he's going to move in apostolic authority on behalf of this body of Christ. And I'm not speaking of him as Harvey Hampton right now. I'm speaking of him as Apostle Harvey. And should I tell the vision I had before you do that? Or no? On the sand. Not the whole thing, but what it represents. As we had a vision this morning, I was saying to the Lord, we want to lay our life before you. We want whatever you want. We want to abandon ourselves to you. And I saw him on the beach in the sand, clean, beautiful sand. That's significant. And he said, who will kneel in the sand? And I saw Harvey kneel in the sand. And the Lord said, lay in the sand. And he fell forward, face first, down onto the sand. And I said, Lord, what are you doing? And he said, remember that I formed man from dirt. I created him from nothing, from dirt. And I created him the way I wanted him to be, that we could be one, and he would live in my spirit in oneness. I'm going to reform man. So I'm laying him in beautiful, clean dirt that I can take him back to his created state, that I can purify him. And I can bury the flesh and raise the spirit man to walk with me. And as the Lord spoke different things, I saw him begin kicking sand over Harvey like to bury him, you know. He's just kicking sand over him. And then Harvey spoke out loud in prayer and said, Lord, I lay down my life. And the Lord said, you lay down more than you know. And he stepped on him and pushed him 6 foot under. He totally buried him in a grave. And then the Spirit of God, Harvey's laying face down like this, and the Spirit of God comes up underneath him, face to face with him, and said, now, let's get it up. Resurrected life in the spirit man. And he brought up the spirit man and he stood him on that beach and he said, you'll walk with me in spirit in oneness. And he put army boots on him, spiritual army boots. And you know, we're thinking, okay, where's the shield? Where's the spirit? Going to war, you know? And the Lord said, these are Holy Spirit boots. Walk in the Holy Spirit. All you got to do is rest in me, love me, let me live in you. And when you take one little step, it releases mighty power of the Holy Spirit. He does it all. Just staying in the Spirit, wearing your Spirit army boots. Harvey, for the last few days, and again this morning during prayer, had the feeling that he was going to call forward people, doesn't know who. And he has some hints about, ideas about, but he's willing to stand before the Lord and say, who do you want me to call next? What do you want me to say over them? Well, I was the first one he called to kneel in that sand as he anointed me and released my position in the body. He's going to call others of you this morning, and he's going to release your resurrected part of this body. God is raising up a spiritual body here out of that sand, and he wants to anoint you to be your body part today and to walk in that spirit. So that's part two. And because of that very special thing he's doing, it must come through the hands of the apostle, the head apostle. I can't touch them either. So today is a different day. Only Harvey will touch you. If you fall, you're already on your knees. You won't get hurt. So you don't need a catcher. Falling wasn't my problem. It was getting up.
I don't think I'm preaching, but I'm giving you some verses that God gave me last week. I think it was on the 2nd, whenever that was. That would have been a week ago, right? So if you want to write down these references, you can look them up. But these are verses to...
I want to burn for you, to carry you, to carry you with me, through me, in me, Lord. I want to burn for you. I want to burn.
When I speak, you're going to... If these verses are for you, you're going to know it. If you may not, I don't know how to say it, but it's going to do something in your spirit if this is for you, okay? Matthew chapter 20, verse 16 says, "The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Many are called, and few are chosen." God calls many people, but few shall know what I choose. Like God calls people, many people. If people start coming, they like that idea. Oh, God called me. God's called me to be something. But then God has a unique preparation. Are you paying attention on purpose? Don't miss this. God has a unique preparation for you, to prepare you for what He's called you to do and to be. He allows and orchestrates things to be in our life. Some people let those things make them bitter. God wants to use them to make us better. He wants to conform us to His image. You want to put a companion verse to check out what that's about and to meditate on, I dare you. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 says, I know the verse by heart, why can't it won't even come to me, but Philippians 3:10, anyway, it says, "That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection." And we like that part. Well, let's read the last two, because that's actually what has to happen before the first part. Because what you know of God until you have to go through hard times, you don't know God. When you have to go through the hard times, because the verse goes on to say, "And the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death." That's when you get to know Jesus. So what I'm saying to you is, come and go through God's unique preparation for you. And if you continue in God's preparation for you, then you're going to be chosen. God's called you, but you're not chosen until you go through the preparation all the way, because you may not choose to stay in the preparation. There's a lot of people. Go ahead. I guess I am preaching.
I'm sorry. The Lord said, "The fire of God is falling in this place today.
Whoa!
If you welcome that fire, it will refine you. If you are resistive to the fire, you might want to leave pretty soon, because it's going to get hot."
You know, people like the words, it seems like, at least the ones who come here, seem to like the words that we say. We don't want religion, we want relationship, we're a training center for ministers, there's healing here, God's presence is here. Everybody always says all that. They like all that. But I'm going to tell you what. It's kind of like the last church. People would come, and they would get overwhelmed by the love of God, the healing of God, God ministering to them, God doing all kinds of stuff. They get healed physically. See, all kinds of things happen. And I would watch them, and I was wondering what I was seeing. I kept seeing it with so many of the people that came to our last church. And they would come, and it was just like, they went like this. They're like going with God, and then they hit a ceiling. And they could not go any further with God. And then they got real uncomfortable coming. And they quit coming. But then a week later, 2 weeks later, a month later, whatever, they come back. It was like God said, they'll come back. I'm like, why are you coming back? Because I would watch. And they wouldn't go. And you know what it was? God was dealing with them about stuff. And if you want to walk with God, you can't hold on to sin. You have to make a choice.
We got a word. Go ahead.
Do the word. John, I want the...
Clay makes arrowheads and knives out of rocks. And there are a lot of rocks, very few in Michigan, but there are a lot of rocks that you can't do anything with until they're heat treated. And the way they heat treat them, and the way the Indians way back when heat treated them, is they dig a pit in the sand. They dig it good and deep. They make a huge fire down underneath in that pit. And they just stoke those coals until they were really, really hot. And then they'd lay the stone in there, and sometimes it'd be just like a real dull gray or a really dull cream color. And then they'd cover it all up with more rocks, more sand, and bury it. And then they'd just let it sit for like days. And the heat in there would get really intense. When they do it now modernly, some of the heat that they use to cook this stuff is like 600-800 degrees in kilns. So it's hot. But when they uncover it and they unbury all that sand, the most incredible colors that come from that rock are like vivid, vivid colors like the paintings that are all over the walls. Just incredible. But it also then changes the actual molecular structure of those rocks and makes them more like glass so that they can be shaped. And the things that aren't part of what the beauty of that stone is going to be can just be taken right off by the right person who knows what they're doing and is the true craftsman. He can just take those pieces away that are not what need to be there, and they just come right off. They just slide off.
Amen.
Boy, is that an accurate description. Bury us in the sand and light the fire.
God says, I am the potter and ye are the clay. He wasn't just talking to you because your name's Clay. I want you to understand something. If you want to be chosen, you have to go through the preparation. You can be called and you can start coming, but many are called and few are chosen because few choose to go through the fire. Few choose to lay down and let the fire have its way. You see that second picture? God had me preach Isaiah 66:16 a long time ago at Pastor's Fellowship. He showed it to me. They asked me to speak. I had nothing to say. I said, God, what do you want me to say? He said, go over to Isaiah 66:16. And it said that God is going to deal with all flesh by the sword and fire. I think it's significant that over in John chapter 4, 23 and 24, it says God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Bible is called the sword of the Lord and the fire of the Holy Spirit. I think that's just significant. Do with it what you want. All I'm letting you know is God has called you. You have a choice whether you're going to be chosen. You have a choice. God says in John 15:16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Jeremiah 1:5, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and I sanctified thee. That word sanctified means to be set apart for a holy use of God, to be set apart unto God. He said, I knew you, I sanctified you, and I ordained you before you were formed in the belly. Now, this is a very special verse that I'm going to share with you. I've never heard anybody ever talk about this verse, and God is, I don't know, but I know God put this verse in the Bible for me. Maybe it's for you. Psalm 4:3. The Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. Psalm 115, verse 12. The Lord has been mindful of us. 1 John 1:5. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. One thing you won't find here is hiding, game playing, politics. Do you understand? If that's what you're into, this won't be a comfortable place for you. Okay? If you need to question me, you question me. Now, the right attitude, the right time, those are all good things, you know? Just like I told my kids, you can ask me anything if you do it in the right attitude at the right time. Okay? What I'm saying is, I'm not hiding. I'm not playing. Do you understand? You understand?
Just right now.
Psalm 16:11. In thy presence is fullness of joy. That's what I want, is his presence. That's what I want more than anything. Are we going to see miracles and dead raised and all kinds of... Yes! Guess what? That's not important to me. You know what's important to me? His presence. If you can have... The devil's going to do all those kind of things.
Flame of the Lord.
And you won't have God's presence. I've been in church services with large numbers of people and God wasn't there. And I didn't want to be there. That's why I said I'd rather offend you than God. Because I can have church without you. But I can't have church without God.
Angels.
I don't want to offend you. But some of these things that we're sharing and the way that we're going to release God, it's not going to make it comfortable for flesh. You see what he was doing with me? That's only letting you know what's coming for you. You're going to be planted 6 foot under so you can learn to live in the Spirit. I keep telling you, I want to be Spirit-led, not head-led. Is that what you want? I'm letting you know. Preparation. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21. Unto Jesus, unto God, be glory in the church. Not outside the church. In the church. By Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 2:20. The church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. There's different ones. Do I need to do this one here?
And the burning.
All I know is there certain ones. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing whatever God tells me. I don't even care what you think. I'm just trying to let God do what he wants. And he doesn't always operate within my understanding. I told him that's okay. I don't understand when he tells me to stop and give somebody money when I'm driving down the road or go buy somebody groceries or make their car payment or all the things he tells. I don't understand why God tells me those things. I just do what he tells me. Okay. So, that's it. You're exactly right. Can we turn it up just a tad? That's like small toad. A tad. So if I call you up, I just would like you to come up and kneel down here, please. Yeah, it might be a little too loud, just a little down. Yeah, that's it. Thank you, babe. I feel like you're supposed to be staying in with me, babe. I'm not sure I gotta wear this thing.
Some of you are feeling burning on your hands.
Okay, Lord, who?
There's healing being released.
How?
Of healing. Mm. Some of you are feeling burning in your knees. I don't know for sure what that is. My guess would be intercession. You are feeling that burning in your knees.
Well, I feel like he's already told me some that I'm, you know.
Whatever need pops up first, huh?
Okay.
So you
can
call them all.
Okay. Glenn and Roxanne and Tana, wherever she is, Trinaya. And Steve. Well, if you need to fall in the sand, we'll go get you some to lay down in. Jump! God, I want to... Deborah and Jackie, please.
No!
No!
Like calling these drop calls.
I need, is your bass? I want you to. Whoa, that's neat. Seth. Jesus. I just want you, seven. Is this where God has planted you? Is this where God wants you to be? Is this the body God? God wants you. Is this? I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. God is today wanting to empower you to, and that He can be released in this body. In this body. This is not for going somewhere else yet. This is not a This is not a commissioning. This is not a sending. This is for this body. Some of you are, we all have different things. And that's what I'm going to pray over you or whatever. And I believe you're supposed to, too. Whatever. 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 But that's what he's doing today, is he's calling you, and he's releasing you. He's already called you. Now he's wanting to release you, that you could release him to flow through you in this body. Because God is wanting to empower this body to move. And this is not a one-man show thing. This is a body, a whole body. Everyone supplying that which the body lacks. Allowing God to live through you his way. What he's got for you. Okay? That's what we're anointing you for today. I don't know which ones of these. Jesus. I just feel like there's oil. And I don't know. Oh, Jesus. Who's first? No, I don't. Oh, I thought you were. Well, I'm thinking this one for tonight. Whoa, Jesus. Or maybe I should say, go, Jesus. Shut up. Know to say what he says to say, so you're a watchman, and you're a prophet, and you're an intercessor, and you're a teacher. And God is releasing you today. Whoa. God is empowering you today. God is anointing you today. God is... Whoa! He's pouring into you. Right now, he's pouring into you. Shatawatawa! Whoa. I think I mean go, but whatever. Whatever, Lord. Shut down! What? And God has protection all over you. It's like he's got armor all over you. I think, I don't know, it's like you're a soldier or something. I don't know. Anyway, enemy beware.
Come and take me higher. Come and take me higher. Come and take me higher.
I bless what you're doing, Father, whatever you see. In your fullness. Whatever you say, Jesus. Whatever you want. Thank you, Jesus. Anointed. The anointing of God.
Deep in the depths of your fire.
Go!
Come and take me higher.
Whoa!
He's placing something in your hand. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Anyway, he's putting something in your hand. Maybe he's empowering your hands. I'm not sure what he's doing here. He's doing something.
Come invade me with your jealousy.
Whoa!
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed of God. Blessed of God. The blessing of God is on me. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh! Thank you, Jesus. This means like, okay, you're not just my daughter, you're my daughter in the spirit. And something about offspring in the spirit, something like that. I think it's your offspring, I don't know, it's in the spirit or something. I'm not sure, I don't know. All I know is just offspring in the spirit. How about that? Okay? More, Lord. That's what you're doing. I release you, Father. Blessed of God. Blessed of God. You're set at liberty to move. This is very good. I believe God has said that God is saying over all of you that are up here right now, that God has been, that you understand when I release you, when God releases you, that you understand authority, you understand the parameters that He wants you to work in, work within, and because of that, He can release you. I just want you to understand that. Okay? That's so big. Oh, I think I'm supposed to put some oil on my hands. I don't know. Just let's just do that one. I can't pick. I like that one. Okay.
Show!
Consuming fire. Who of us can dwell with the everlasting burning? Who of us can dwell with the consuming fire? Who of us can dwell with everlasting burning?
A warrior
who walks righteously and speaks what is right, who rejects gain from extortion and keeps his hand from accepting bribes,
and,
who stops his ears
somebody on the wall
murder,
would come out, watch.
Who shuts his eyes against contemplating evil. This is the man who will dwell on the heights, whose refuge will be the mountain fortress. His bread will be supplied, and water will not fail him. Your eyes will see the King in his beauty. Who of us can dwell with a consuming fire? Who of us can dwell with everlasting burning? Who of us can dwell with a consuming fire?
Boldness. I don't know what you call it, but it's like some of these. I don't know what you call it. What do you call it, Lord? An executioner. It's like I see you cutting the heads of the enemy off, sticking your sword back in, just stand there like nothing happened.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just like taking care of business in a heartbeat. Executioner. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yielded. Heart yielded to him. Heart yielded to him. Heart yielded to him. Heart yielded to him. Life yielded to him. Man to have around. Sorry. I think God's funny. Oh, Lord. Whoa. You've got to be one that restores people. Help rebuild what's been laid waste. You're going to rebuild what's been rendered ineffective. A handy man to have around. I like it. I think that's so cool. There you go. I see you as being like a sword in, I don't know how to explain this, but like being right by my right hand, being like as close as a sword, like right hand man. I know, but it was hard to hear that because I. So do I. I've already got two that I know of. Anyway, it's different for different things. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like, Clay, that what my wife talked to y'all about, y'all need to talk to him and get back to us. Okay? God bless you. Go in the blessing of God.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. More, Lord. Go ahead.
in us, through us.
Right. Right.
I grabbed the green because I thought
I accept Marty.
I even believe that that may cover the travel that you were standing in the here at the home base.
You're doing
it. I see him. Kind of a right hand. I see him going with me.
That too.
Oh Lord Almighty.
Okay.
For my soul longs and even faints for you. Faints for you, God. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts, a thousand elsewhere. Better is one day. That's your prayer tonight. One thing I ask, and I would see, just to see, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells.
Oh!